Hi there, and welcome to the Canox Capsuleers Chronicles. So this week, we'll be speaking about the Denim Day, the board game that we got some update on it. We got the skin art tool for the ship that we got some preview. We got the Anger games that are like right in the middle of it. The, how do you call that? Free God Free For All, and much more. On the CCC.
EVE Online. Last 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben, and
I'm Dan.
Your Hoosers from the Great White North, here to decode the miseries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with a Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Capsuleers, in the loop about all things EVE Online, from Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canox Capsuleers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and aboot we go!
And welcome back. Hi there, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Ben. I'm good. You?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you. So we are now at the second part of the show, the English section. Well, first of all, who are we, Dan?
So I'm Dan, Dunor, and you are?
I'm Ben Rush. We're both co-CEO of the Wormhole Alliance. Sorry in advance.
Yeah, and I'm also the voice of the Chronicle of New Eden. It's a lore. It's a podcast about the lore of EVE Online. And yeah. I think you many more than just the co-CEO, Ben.
Yeah, we also are the ones behind the EVE Montreal and other stuff. But myself, I'm also in the team of Talking in Station. And last week, I was also some referee for the Anger Games and commentator too. So yeah, everywhere. Sorry in advance. So well, actually, let's.
What you said? You were a fairy, right?
Yes, I'm a fairy.
I know.
So let's get in this magical dust with the news. Here we go. So this is not what we're gonna start to talk about.
Yeah, the first topic is about the Denim Day.
Yes, exactly. So the Denim Day that exists since 1999 is an organization that is helping victims of sexual assault. So it's for the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. For that, the Fun Inc. will be doing NPSI Fleet on the 24th of April at 18:30 EVE time. So everything's going to be happening in JITA. So be sure that you're on the Fun Inc. Discord. If you're not, you can go on npsi.rock to get all the links required. So,
and we're going to put it in the description anyway.
Yeah, exactly. we also put in the description the history with the Denim Day. So if you want to read about it, it's going to be all there. The skin R. So
yeah, you have a little story about it. Well, it's not just like a topic. You have a story.
I'm actually proud about this one because CCP kind of mentioned my cleverness, my eyes.
Wow.
my awesomeness. You know, when it's not for nothing that I got one of those shirts saying sorry. But I'm the AM awesome. Oh, drinking. Yes. The Dedu is back.
No, I was just showing like what is written.
Yeah, but we've been like ordered a drink.
Okay.
That's why. Hi there, that dude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's have a look if I actually show the right thing here. So we got. Can I scroll up?
Oh yeah.
So you can see like the some of the posts here. So some of the more eagle-eyed, that's me, among you noticed a like a ship skin art prototype in the background of one of our posts. while this is still very much in development, as you can see, the team has been having a great time with it. So, well, actually, I'm going to focus a little bit on, we're going to go back on that tool here. And I've
no. What are you doing?
See, that's
That's
my preparation for like a few weeks ago when they actually showed that, because I was referring to the.
They were showing an Easter egg with an Easter egg behind it.
Yeah, so it's an Easter egg section. Because like my commentary was, I'm most interested in the second half of this picture.
Well, you cut it so much that it's like more views, but at the beginning it was not that of views.
Yeah, because I might have zoomed a little bit. So let's have a look actually.
So yeah, it's really like, it have a lot of detail. To be honest, it's the color and everything. I think you have like what it's composed a bit later.
Yeah, because here like we can see different colors. And here
you can see texture and design pattern in it. And yeah.
So you can see like there's, well, that's the X maybe because this one is open. If you've played a bit with the structure skin art tool. Oh, hi there! ZD0.
Zeit. Thanks for following.
Thank you. So there's apparently four slot for coloring, which is one more than what we got on the structure right now. So we're guessing that we'll have more options, color and design-wise. And we've just been raided by 166 people. Welcome to the Canucks Capturers Chronicles.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Thank you. That's...
Yeah.
Hello. That's quite nice.
So we are currently doing like the review of the news of the week. We are reviewing the Skinar preview that has been happening on this one is X, Twitter, call it what you want, this thing. And we've got like all those new colors that's gonna be happening, but that's not all. Like here on another view, you see like on the very edge, actually, can you see it? Yes, you can.
Yeah, we can see it a bit. And yeah, it's written pattern, by the way. So
yeah,
we're gonna be able to really customize our ship. That's gonna be really nice.
So like, imagine like all the patterns, the color of the patterns. I really hope that we'll be able like to put our logos on there and like do some funky stuff with it. And I'll, by the way, like, thank you a lot for all those followers. Thank you for the raid.
Yeah, thanks you guys.
So like, just imagine everything that can be happening with that too coming out for what we know for the June expansion. So that's one of the like many example of what could be happening with that. So,
yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting to play with. And you're going to be able to save it with few Plex that I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, once you finish like your design, let's say that you've gone through all the phases with the color that you wanted, the pattern that you wanted, you can save it with Plex, and then it becomes a skin that you can then sell with Plex. And like they want to really make it like available for everyone. So that's really nice.
I just read that someone is a Timber is a crazy Canuck, so you're at the right place.
Yes, thank you.
After that, we had a few updates about the board game from Rix. Yes. I don't know why you checked it. We are not okay.
That's why you're here. Make sure that I do stuff.
Okay, so for people who didn't hear about it, it have a board game that's probably gonna arrive at your home in December. That's what Rix want to. And this week he was making a little update about I don't know if you want to take
it
from there, Ben.
Yeah, so the update here is what they call the white box update. So what I understand from the white box update is what the craftsmanship of everything that needs to get into a box is getting into a box. So if you're familiar with IKEA and those kind of places that are doing amazing job making everything fit, well, this is like the proofing of it. So there's no design on it, but we can have a look here at what those will look like. So everything will have its own place, really well designed. I don't know if it's gonna be like rigid or not, but you see like there's still like a little angle and there's no like tearing in the plastic, so like we hope it's gonna be like a good quality. Well, it should.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like I'm trusting Rix and it's gonna be good quality.
Yeah, which Rix, that is like the artist behind it, that is still working on it nearly every day. So yeah, I can't wait to play that game.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a blast.
Yeah, so here like you got like some other placement there, like those emblems to put everything that has to do with the game, because there's a lot of little pieces. If we go here, you can see like there's a lot of little mini pieces, and like the cards that will give it like a kind of a Monopoly like feeling to it. So yeah, looks great. And yeah, thank you everyone for the follow. You were like quite a lot.
We're not gonna name them all, but thanks a lot, guys.
You're really awesome. It. Deal with it.
Yeah. CCP made a little tutorial. Did you finish?
Yeah.
Okay. So CCP made a little tutorial about how to create a corporation. Yeah. Back in the day when you were creating a corporation, you were sure of one thing: you will get a war directly when you're gonna create it. That was really, really boring, because you just wanted to grow and it have like people who just decide that you won't grow, not now. But it's not actual. I think they fixed it two or 3 years ago.
Now it's it's related with the structure. So as long as you don't have structures, you're not war-deckable. So now just have fun with a corporation, and you can have a look there. Then if you can just put the link in the description.
Yeah,
and like on Twitch and everything. So now, like they give you like everything that you need to create a corporation, because you need like a culture, like what's going to be the goal of your corporation, the tools that you got there as a corporate like a CEO, the projects, the sustained growth, the challenges, because yes, there's challenges leading a corporation and anything else.
It has a lot of challenge to lead a corpo. And
there's a lot of learning opportunities, let's put that way.
Yeah.
So you have an idea about like a group of that you would like to create. Well, you now got the way to do it. It's really broad, but you can like just feel so, like, let's say, okay, I want to go that way. I want to do this and it that. And not only that, is like, as you will be able, as you will, let's say, lead your corporation, you will develop soft skills that then apply in real life, which is really great.
Yeah, that's really great. That helped me to get promoted in my real life job. So, yeah.
Yeah, and once, like, your corporation is up and running and that, like, you're starting to achieve some of your goals, you might start to look into getting into an alliance to get in even, like further into it. Hey, thank you for the gift, Sob. Yeah,
thank you, Notion 3350.
Yes. Yeah. So, it was your dream. It's accessible, okay? And, like, let's say that you don't know, like once you get your corporation in, like, where can I get, like, that kind of alliance? You got, like, alliances to suggest that it was, yeah, well, you can ask, in the comment below. You can ask on our Discord, like, you see, like, up there, you got our Discord. We're there, like, we know a bunch of people in all the area of EVE Online, depending, like, what you're interested in, and we'll be able to suggest you different groups.
Yeah. And that's really a great adventure. You should really do it.
Oh, yeah. Really liked it, but still into it, so.
So last week it was the beginning of the Anger game, and you were the animator at a point, and did you like it?
Yeah, I was like one of the commentator on the second stream of the Anger game. For those of you that are, well, a bit lost, what are the Anger game? It's a PvP competition tournament where there are rules. So yeah, like, it's not on like a Tranquility, it's on another server because there's rules. But it's really awesome. Like, it's a 7 against a 7, and it's like real skills that are put into play because everyone got access to the same things. So that's really interesting to see different group some of us know, some that are newcomers. It's open to everyone. You got people with all ranges of skills. We even got people that are directed by an AI.
No, but we need to talk about this one, because usually the battle is quite fair, because you have every ship have a value of points, and you cannot get through an amount of points. So it's usually fear. But one of corporation is leaded by an AI.
ChatGPT-4. Yeah.
So they're asking the AI, what should we do? So they ask, should we subscribe to the Anger game? And they said, yeah, sure, you should. That's gonna help you develop your skill.
Which is true.
That's true, but they didn't improve their skill before the Anger game. So, well, what happened? They arrived there in Praxis, basically. A free Praxis, I think,
free and Praxis another ship. And an alligator.
So, usually you are 7 against 7, right, Ben?
Yeah.
And now there were 7 against 4 who didn't knew how to play. So the game is quite fast. Yeah. And yeah, that's sad for them.
Yeah.
But they try. I hope they learn. And if you want to see it, like, the second screen, the second stream about the Anger game.
Yeah.
And it's continued this weekend.
Yeah, because there's like 3 weekends of Anger Games. This weekend, we got on Saturday, we still have 2 streams. But starting Sunday, we only got 1 because the elimination are actually progressing. So you can have it on CCP mainstream. And also, there's the other tournament.
Okay. I just want to know, like, is it already the winner from the other game who are going to be there this weekend or not?
Yeah, like, there's some that have not played all their games there. And thank you for the raid, Notion.
Thank you, Notion.
Oh, great,
2,350.
Yeah.
Then had difficulties there.
What was it? Oh, yeah, on Saturday, it's a player that, teams that haven't played against each other in their section. And at the end of Saturday, well, actually, maybe not the end, but somewhere Saturday, all the brackets will be filled with one winner from each team that then will go in double elimination from there. So, yeah, it's going to be quite interesting.
Nice. And it have another weekend after that. Yep. About
the finale will be not this weekend, but the other one after that. It's really interesting to see the composition, people that actually know how to play PvP.
Yeah, they
games.
Really know what they're doing at the end, really.
Yeah. It's really nice. Really nice to see. But that's not all. This weekend, we also got the Frigate Free-for-All.
We have everything next weekend.
Yeah, Frigate Free-for-All is... Well, actually, it's the title of the show right now. It's a really nice... an event that you don't want to miss, okay? You go to Uleta in low sec, actually make
it's
sure
even on the bottom of the stream if you have difficulties.
Yeah, to you can see it's gonna be there.
Yeah.
And it's Uleta, you go there, they give you the free frigates, and you just go out and shoot one another in the face, die, come back, take another one.
Yeah, it's really simple. You have to be there. That's making great stories. To be honest, last year, I played and I was with my guys at the beginning of the afternoon, and I was like, okay, guys, you just need to take the frigate and lose it. They give you three frigates, just go out and lose them all. You don't bring back a frigate from this event. So I wasn't my guys first, and after that I just stopped. I took a little break and I came back after. And I saw a few friends who I played with a few years before, and I was just like, hey, I want to be in your team, guys. Just invite me in your fleet, please. And they invite me, and we start flying everywhere, shooting things, and I was there stealing them every kill. They were who got the kill? Who got the kill? And I was just sorry. What? You get both of them? Yeah, sorry. And it was just a bunch of friends who were there. And after that, one of those guys just was okay, I had too much fun. I want to be in sorry. Just please recruit me. So him and another friend of him came into sorry. And seriously, that was really, really nice. That's the kind of story you're gonna get if you going to the Frigate Free-for-All. You're gonna learn a lot, and you're gonna have fun.
Yeah, you'll get story from there. You'll make your stories, gonna be awesome. Little trick there. There's three NPC stations in Uleta. Make sure that you put your dead clone or your home, call it what you want, in one of them, so that if your pod explode, well, you come back there. Also, make sure that you got nothing in your pod, no implant whatsoever.
No implant.
So that if your pod die, when it's gonna die, because thing happens there, you're just gonna spawn back there, and that's awesome. And little trick, if you have any value to your security status, don't pod.
Yeah,
well, actually, no. Pod. If you got a CCP-er pod.
Yeah, that's why I lost my security status. That's a part of why I lost it. I remember that I pod CCP overload last year, so it was worth it.
A great event right there. But that's not all. We got incoming. Well, this time it's in May, okay? So at least it's not this weekend. So we can.
No, it has so much change this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But upcoming! Okay, so from the, well, the 30th of April. Yeah, let's do that. Like that. Is the Capturers Day 21. So Capturers Day, it's something that is organized, well, let's say, organized by Society of Conscious Thought, a corporation that is like originally created by the Jovians, but now like led by employees of the Jovian. And those ships are the one that you're used to sail to see, like the Gnosis, the Praxis, the Metamorphosis, and some others that are strictly from them. And they don't require much skills to get into. So really good ship for beginners, like of all sizes. And what's really great with that is that like you get them, and if you're, let's say, at the end of the world, like in deep Nullsec or in Wormhole, you can reclaim the redeem them. There, don't have to carry them. It is awesome. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome for that. And also, if you need money, it's not a great idea to just redeem them and sell them, because like everyone doing it, so just keep them few weeks or months, and after that they're gonna have a biggest value because people want it again, and it doesn't have any on the market.
Yeah. So yeah, but like you also got like a lot of other stuff like into this month of Capsular Day. So you also get like 650,000 skill points with like 26,500 Evermarks and ships and a bunch of other stuff. So log in to get all those so that you can have like great stuff. Oh, by the way, chat, will any of you will be at the Frigate Free For All this weekend? Please tell us while I actually get the other slides.
And by the way, if I'm going to talk to the chat too, we usually do a question about the lore of Evenline and we kind of forget it this week. So if you have any question about the lore of Evenline, just write it in the chat and we're going to do our best to answer it.
So we got this, it's for PI user, for planetary interaction. We used to have like a tool that we used to know like what is needed to do like what kind of PI, but the website went down a few weeks back. But this super person, Sky Hidude, well, redid it on its his home server, and we now can access it here just as it was in the past. Look at that, it's working!
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's really better than the time machine to get it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you to the dude who do that.
Yeah.
He did that. Sorry.
So yes, it's Kaihi Dude, the dude.
Yeah, that's why I called him. Oh, someone won the link. I'm gonna give you the link of the Reddit post.
Yeah,
I'm here gonna
give you the link.
Oh, you give them like everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's service.
Snorkeling. That's more clean than me. That's okay.
Nice.
So we are at the lore part, I think.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So it's like, look at them around the fire. I'm just like, oh, I want to do that too. I want to be around the fire and talk people. Yeah. And yeah.
So yeah.
So, the lore of Eve Online. I'm gonna. So from last week, I start to publish a podcast every the podcast Chronicle of New Eden. Every week, it's a podcast about the lore of Eve Online for people who don't know. And this week is gonna be the history part 2. I'm really sorry because I left you right in the middle of the Galante Caldery War in the first part. So if you didn't listen to the first part, you know that you have to listen to the first part and the second part right after. And it was really interesting. To be honest, I'm gonna talk about Tovil Toba in it. And the man just changed the face of the war by his action. And seriously, it was really fun to read and to tell it to you. So yeah, it's gonna be really interesting. I'm gonna put the link in the chat. And we already have like 17 episodes. So if you never heard about it, you have a lot of stuff to catch up.
Exactly. And those are on all platforms. So if you're like on Apple Podcast, you're on Spotify, whatever. Chronicles of New Eden, you go there. You can also get them on YouTube. I just put the link up there. So it's every day. Like you have always been like lore curious. So now you can listen to it while playing EVE Online or doing any other things. So yeah,
that's awesome. I hope you're gonna like it, guys.
I do.
Ben is definitely my biggest fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after that, I think it's... I'm not sure if Richard or... Nate. Not sure, but I think
Richard is quite something. But Nate is another kind of something.
I prefer the something. Richard something.
Both are awesome. So, yeah. You like what you what we do? You've been like, I don't know how many, but thank you a lot for all those following. It's really appreciated. Which we will use to actually rate someone else this time.
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. So
which one we gonna choose? Like we have Vinegar Douche and Rampage.
Been a while since I'll see if Vinegar is. No, he's not playing the right game.
Oh, it's not a good one. Okay.
We'll go with Rampage because
let's go with Rampage.
Yeah, so have a great time, everyone. See you next week. Same time for the Canon Skeptilish Chronicle.
Bye, Canucks and friends.